This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, Tag, you're it. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, you use iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I like iMessage. I can actually just put in your number and it tells me that you get it, that you're on it. So sorry for the phone tag. How was your weekend? Happy Halloween, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'm working at station today, so Halloween. Hey,
Are you a volunteer firefighter?
No, I'm pay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pay. We work 2 days on, 4 days off, so that's why get so much free time.
So, I've got your... Did you get my voicemail or no?
I just saw you called and called you right back.
Nope, no worries. So, the approval I have for you goes up, and I try to call Erin, but I know she's slammed. The approval I have goes up to 250, or else it just kind of risks information. She's said, hey, go below 250. So, that's fully approved. There's no additional documentation.
That's where we're going to be at.
Okay.
My question is... I think the machine's like 247.
Yeah, so your question is, who pays taxes?
I got to pay the taxes, right? So that's $20,000.
You pay that separate. The vendor, I sent you two invoices, so they're going to send you two invoices to make it clean. They're going to send you a separate invoice for taxes, and it's really up to your relationship with them. My assumption is that they would need that money before final delivery. I just don't know that for a fact. And then you do 10% to us as a first payment, so that would cover
2%?
Your first... No, you do the 10% as the first payment, that would cover the first month's payment, so assuming you do this on the 15th, you would be prepaid, because it's not going to get close enough to the first, but you'd be prepaid for November 15th to December 15th. So kind of what you're getting at is, how much do I have due at signing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the taxes, and let me bring you the exact amount. So the
Am I paying taxes of Las Vegas sales tax or Minnesota sales tax? Because I'm not sure which is higher.
So I can explain. So about almost 9 out of 10 vendors are never going to collect sales. So put it this way, 9 out of 10 equipment dealers, they're going to only collect sales tax in their home state. So if they're out of Minnesota, they're only going to collect from Minnesota customers. They're in California, they're so on and so Vegas, so on and so forth. Park is a different company. So Park actually, like your last vendor, I believe, they didn't collect sales tax in your state because they're not registered to collect sales tax there. Park is different. Park is actually going to collect sales tax in your state. They're responsible, so I guess they're registered in Vegas, but they'd be collecting it at your sales tax rate, not at their sales tax rate. So they're
that sucks because Minnesota, I think, is less.
But with them, like, I'm not here to get. I'm just. It doesn't matter to me. The way the vendor works is, so they most likely get audited, and they basically in their state because of their size, they're registered. They're one of the few vendors that actually collects sales tax in a lot of these different states. So basically, when they're registered to collect sales tax in your state, which is a very unique thing. Let me give you those amounts. Do you have a pen handy?
Well, no. If you just put it in an email when you go ahead and send it. But I'm heading over. I'm going to Park on Wednesday.
Yeah, I got your. You already booked a flight?
Yeah, they've already sent. Well, they pay for it. They're like, hey, you want to come down? I'm like, hell yeah. Might as well. What the fuck?
Okay.
So I'm heading there, and then what will end up happening is I will take a check with me, and if everything's a go, I'll write them a check for the sales tax, right? I would assume. And then me and you will deal with what we have to do on our side as just finishing up the paperwork.
Correct. So basically, and you're not, don't pay them any deposit because we're going to cover that for you. So we're going to make sure that moves smoothly. So the sales tax on it is, and it's $20,015.01, so $20,015. And then you'll have your first month would represent $24,555. So you'd have a total of about $44,500. And also just to confirm, on this program, there's absolutely no documentation fees, no processing fees, no origination, nothing. So you're not having to pay any type of fees at all. So that's the total amount due at signing. What I'm going to do, Brian, if it's okay with you, is I'm going to actually request the documents to be made on our end and sent out to you before you go to the trip. We're not going to ask for any. We're not going to ask for any money though. So we're going to have you. We'll have you sign docs just so we're kind of good to go. And then once, if you get like, if you're cool with Park ordering it, then you'll wire me the funds, and then we'll set up funding. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Let me also walk you through real quick. It's the first of the month, so we have the billing cycle as the 1st and the 15th. There's a small interim rent charge between when we pay the vendor and when that billing cycle starts. So what I'm going to ask to do is see if we can either waive that for you, and if we can't waive it, since we're kind of past the first date already, but I'll wait as close as possible to the 15th to fund your transaction so you'll minimize that cost, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Last question for you. How long are they in stock for this equipment? What's their lead time?
They're saying. I think you said 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. So last question for you. Are you trying to take advantage of Section 179?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let me get these docs made for you, and I'll holler at you if I need anything.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Enjoy your trip.